All right, ready? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9:05. This is the regular meeting of the Capital Improvements Committee for Wednesday, the 22nd. Today, I'm the chair of the committee. My name is Alderman Joseph Dudzik. I'm joined by Alderman Robert Bauman, Alderman Mike Murphy's alternate, Jerry Froh, Commissioner of Public Works, Jeff Mantis, Wally Morks, alternate Mike Don. I'm also joined by Mariano Schiff-Falacqua. I keep on call you Skip. I also have with me today Mark Nicolini from the Budget Office, and our staff assistant is Toby Black. Did I miss anybody? No. Okay. First order of business is a review and approval of the September 2nd. Minutes. Did everybody get a chance to look at those? And if you have any corrections, if not, all right, we'll move approval. Accept them as entered. Secondly, we'd like to get to a final review of the structure of the condition report. Kathy Pringos is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I just would like to point out just a couple of the changes that I made to the outline that we talked about at our last meeting. Basically, I took the input that I got from the committee, as well as input that I received from several of the departments, including or about what information should be included. The biggest changes, actually, if you look at the sheet, I highlighted all the real structural changes. I kind of moved some stuff around based on some of the comments, but the content is basically the same. Any new content is highlighted, so you can kind of focus in on that if you have comments. But basically, the key comments that I got was that the funding section, or I added a funding section because I got the impression that we needed to focus on that just a little bit more. So there's a new section on the adequacy of the funding and how that's going to affect our preservation efforts. I also included some information about the revenue effects. I did get some feedback saying that it would be good to note that, especially for the infrastructure that's funded by enterprise funds, they have a definite revenue, a revenue correlation there, but there may be some other infrastructure that has some revenue effects. So, you know, highlighting that and actually quantifying that would be important. Outside of that, there's really no significant changes.
Any comments, questions?
Appreciated the careful listening that Kathy did, and from my view, she's incorporated the thrust of our comments.
Anybody else? Can I have a motion to accept this report as written, and it would be the final report? And I always like to, you know, when I'm talking to my constituents, I always like to say, yeah, it's a final report and a final form is all fine and dandy, but I always hear the words of my former colleague, Mike D'Amato, ringing in my ear. We make the rules, we make the reports, and we can change them as this committee goes forward. I'm confident that there will be some tweaking this way or that way. The license committee has been around for years, and we still change up what that license committee does, hears, and looks like from time to time. So if there's no other comments or questions, I'll make this. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Froh, I'm sorry.
One comment. This is very comprehensive, and I'm wondering if we might want to break it into phases. So rather than do this comprehensive of a report, I would be very interested in seeing the current, you know, condition of the facilities, and then following up with, you know, financing issues and the like. But let's sort of get started quicker with where we're at with the infrastructure, and then issues such as financing and funding sources and all of that, kind of as a follow-up. But just to get some knowledge of where we are now.
Mr. Schiff-Falacqua.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Jerry brings up a good point, but I don't think we should change this. This is a very good document. But I guess I would envision the next phase of Kathy's work here is to come to us with a timetable on the various elements. When do you think you're going to get into them? And then maybe getting to what Jerry says, instead of totally completing the report for one infrastructure only, maybe you'll do it in phases. But I think we got to leave that up to Kathy, how you're going to phase this whole thing.
Okay. I'll touch base with some of the departments and just kind of see what the best way to do the timing is. And truly, I guess just what I envision, it would be easiest to collect the current information or the current condition right now, and then for each infrastructure, and then add elements of this report to it as we move along. Because otherwise, I mean, the other option would be to take a single infrastructure and do it from top to bottom. So then in February, you know, our first report might not necessarily include all of our infrastructure, but the ones that are included would be very, very comprehensive. So truly, I'd be willing to take input from the committee as to which direction you think would be better to go.
The only comment I have to make, and you're right, I think some of the reports are going to be easier to complete than others, and maybe those you can do the whole thing. But when you get into a real complex thing like paving or sewers, that's going to take a lot more effort.
Absolutely.
And Jeff or Skip, you could correct me if I'm wrong. Wouldn't timing be somewhat of an issue as well? Some departments might be more advantageous to have this at a different time of the year than, you know, rather than all coming at us at one time. So that's just something to think about. Because I think Skip is correct that, you know, some departments we'll be able to breeze through. And keep in mind that this isn't just geared towards infrastructure, but all the capital projects that we have.
Yeah. And I have had some contact with the departments, and we've gotten dates when it would be most advantageous to get their condition data. But just adding some of the other financing, adding some of those other pieces, there might be, you know, working on the time frame for that kind of information. But we do have a schedule in place for when the condition data is actually due from the departments.
Very good. Thank you. And again, I think it's a great piece of work, and I thank you for all your efforts. And I know you had a good deal of cooperation from departments and the like, so I appreciate all that. So we'll make that a standing report for this particular committee. Next, we'll discuss the potential response of the committee to the mayor's proposed 2011 budget. I'll just lead off by saying that I believe that Alderman Bowles' intent for this committee was a good one. I think that the timeline might have been a little bit unrealistic. It took us 6 months to get Kathy's positions, Kathy on board and in position. So I don't know that we're going to have much of a response to the budget, the mayor's budget for 2011. I think we could either pick one or two major topics. I know Alderman Bauman looked into the police administration building extensively. The fire department has a major capital project in building a new repair facility. We could, you know, cherry pick a few of them, or we could just pass on it all together until we get our legs really under us. I do think the mayor is interested in, and Mr. Nicolini, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I do think the mayor is interested in hearing something from this committee about some of the capital projects that we have out in front of us.
Yes, and there will be at least one issue that probably is going to require some, it's over and above funding, but actual implementation with some long-range implications pertaining to the sewer program. And you'll have an opportunity to hear more about that, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. But I think the issue of to what extent city government should be involved in addressing conditions and improvements of the sewer infrastructure that's owned by private parties is really going to be, I think, a big issue moving forward. And we really haven't made that determination in the proposed budget other than to allow for the acceptance of some MMSD grant funds with city match and to do some demonstration project work potentially, but there's just a whole host of issues that I think will need to be resolved, you know, as a long-term planning issue. I think there's some long-term issues, but, and obviously certainly you can comment on any immediate 2011 budget issues as well. We, you know, when is the next meeting scheduled for? We can summarize that proposal for you at your next meeting or get it to you well in advance so mm-hmm. that then you can, if you want to focus more on asking questions about it at the next meeting.
October 13th, I would assume.
So.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Baumann.
You know, along those lines, I hope whoever is looking at this looks at the fact that, you know, we're probably up to 600-700 residential properties under city ownership right now through foreclosure. We also have the land bank program, which has directly acquired properties which are habitable and intended to be habitable again. And it would seem to me that if we're going to start looking at laterals, we start with the properties we own as we're investing in porches and roofs and taking off asphalt siding, which we're doing in some cases. It would seem to be an ideal opportunity. The houses are empty. We control them. We could actually fund it through the NSP monies because those are available for a host of renovations, and certainly repairing sewer laterals would constitute a renovation because obviously that means nobody has to do it again for 80 or 100 years. Mm-hmm. So it would seem to me it'd be a good opportunity to start focusing on the properties we own, like immediately, because there's work going on as we speak on a lot of these properties.
But I would also think that they would, with those type of improvements, they would be much more marketable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
I don't know.
to answer the question, and I don't know how many of us are going to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities in Madison, but the next meeting would be on the 13th of October. Mr. Lina-Colini, if you could send us a preview before then, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
And again, I think as we review that document that Mr. Nicolini is going to send us, keep in mind that it would be beneficial to the mayor to have some input from this committee. I'm not saying that he's, you know, what type of weight he's going to put on it, but I think that given the timeline that we've been working with this last 10 months or so, the idea of having a firm response to all the mayor's proposals, I think it's just unrealistic. And that's just my own personal opinion. Perhaps some of you have other opinions, but I do think some of the major, maybe one or two of the major ideas would be a benefit to the mayor. So we'll hold that and revisit. Mr. Don.
One suggestion, it's been mentioned, the police administration building and this sewer issue might be two items that we could look at in the context of a 2011 capital budget. One other possible suggestion is that the implied focus of this committee is to reach beyond the next budget year and to look at, you know, the longer range impact. We have a draft 2010-15 capital improvements plan, and it might be worth at least a part of a meeting to take a look at and receive comments from the administration, from DPW, regarding the consistency of the 2011 budget with that plan. How are we moving toward the goals of the six-year plan in 2011? I expect that plan, even with the tax constraints, will make significant progress, but it just strikes me that the committee would be interested in that. Now, we haven't developed that plan for this year, but we have a plan, we have a six-year plan, and we're going to have a budget, and the council will have a chance to amend that budget, and there may be something that comes out of the discussion.
Point well made. So we'll hold number three and revisit that. Any other comments? No, thank you. Fourth on the agenda is a discussion of updates from all departments on efforts to explore alternate technologies for cost savings. I don't know. I know DPW, you know, takes a serious look. I frequently tell people about the LED lights that are a pilot program in my district and how costly they actually are. They work well in some areas. They work not so well in other areas. But I think that all the departments need to really show us that there are efforts that are underway to look for cost savings. I know the council just passed a resolution yesterday dealing with energy savings, and not only for homes but for our own buildings. And I just would be interested in hearing from, say, the police department or the fire department. We can easily hear from the DPW about their efforts, but what efforts have been looked at, and which ones are failed or have failed, even in the area of such things as paving. You know, to the layman, our paving procedures and programs seem unchanged, but the one that comes to mind for me is the slurry seal has changed over the years significantly for a multitude of reasons, and I just think that it would behoove this committee to have a little bit better understanding of what each department's doing.
Mr. I can comment. I mean, you're absolutely correct, Mr. Chair. We continue to look at alternate technologies and ways to more efficiently perform our duties and services. I mean, for example, some of the things we're looking at right now, and of course is not going to be in great detail, but we're looking at a number of alternative fuels, alternative vehicles, compressed natural gas, and other hybrids. Certainly the LED technology, we've converted for the most part all of our traffic signals. We are still looking at street lighting, and with about 70,000 lights out there, that'll be a great benefit once we're able to do that conversion. Obviously, we've taken a look at most of our facilities, and we've been continually making upgrades in lighting and heating and air conditioning, ventilation, those type of systems. Another one we're looking at right now is investigating moving to single stream recycling, which is maybe not so much of an alternate technology as an alternate delivery method, but we think that'll have some cost savings and increase the residents' ability to participate in the recycling program. We're looking at some alternate vehicles too, potentially some one-armed automatic collection machines again, which we tried out a number of years ago. The technology has advanced greatly since that effort, and we think there may be some application there. So we haven't had a chance to put together a lot of detail on this stuff, but we certainly can in the upcoming meetings.
And I guess I just throw this out there as a discussion point. Do you think that this is something that we as a committee are interested in from hearing from all departments? I think, like I said, I think DPW is the easiest one to look at, but I think each and every department might have, you know, something that they're looking at or that they're trying out. And I think in long term it'd be beneficial to this committee to be well aware of them. As Mr. Mantis and I both commented about the LEDs, from what I've understood about the LEDs as far as the streetlight goes, it would be astronomical in cost to convert. And the payback time would might not be in my lifetime. So I think, you know, the LEDs maybe are the way to go, but at this point in time it just seems to me that that some of the technologies that are out there are just too costly. again, whether it's, you know, something in IT or the police department, I think that it'd be, it might be an interesting discussion to have with these departments. But again, perhaps I'm overreaching. Mr. Don.
Mr. Chairman, I thought this was a very good point, and my suggestion to your question would be to select specific departments, one that might be large enough to have a material impact on the capital improvement program, two where there are logistical operations out in the field that could be impacted by technology. Taking those, looking at, for example, and I know that there's been a lot of work in these departments, and I'm not, so I don't want to imply that they've been letting technology pass them by at all, but for example, libraries, where technology has changed the very nature of the service, police, fire, where the service has gone from mainly firefighting to 90% EMS calls, where primarily wood houses have been replaced by houses of other structures with smoke detectors. At the same time, the location of those fire stations are largely the same as they were a long time ago. And I'd be interested in hearing what the Fire and Police Commission, what the Fire Department has done to reflect those changes in the whole makeup of their capital investment, their logistics. I know that's an issue that's a sensitive one, and it's one that the administration and the fire department have been working on. But I think it's when we receive that next capital improvements plan and we start thinking about the next 6 years, it seems to me that's one of the underlying questions. How are we reshaping our capital investments to match technology and to match the service demand as it now sits, not how it was, you know, years ago. So I think this is an excellent point. And if we were to select departments that are large enough and have those logistic operations out in the field, I think it might be a very productive discussion to have.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know we just approved Kathy's report on the infrastructure reports, but perhaps there should be a section in there for technology changes. And we didn't discuss that before, but now that we are, it seems that maybe there should be something in the reports pertaining to that.
It's sort of included under preservation efforts, but changing it from sub-item to category on its own may be a, well, if there's so much interest in
talking about tweaking
category, just
well, you know, and as we discussed this, there is the actual cost savings and potential cost savings of new technology actually in here. So I don't know that we need to even tweak the report so much as maybe put the departments on notice that is something that we really are interested in getting a full report and a complete handle on what have they been doing, what are they planning on going forward. So I don't know that we necessarily need to even tweak the report because it's clearly there. I just think again that I think it's might be something that we want to look at a little bit more critically or completely than just in the report. Mr. Frohl.
One other point I'd like to include there is not just new technologies, but certainly new ways of doing things.
Delivering services.
There's probably more money to be saved in changing the way or changing standards or changing, you know, what's expected or what's delivered than there is in just changing technologies, just accepting, you know, if the community cannot afford a certain standard, then perhaps the community will have to be adjusted or the perception adjusted to, you know, a different standard of quality. I mean, although I wouldn't say it's a change in quality, we have been, for the last 10 or 15 years, changing what the boulevards are like as part of an effort to reduce the cost of keeping those boulevards, yet still maintaining, you know, the kind of quality that the community is currently expecting.
I guess the word deliverables is what, you know, comes to mind. And maybe on that particular bullet point, we could add that. Because as Mr. Mantis points out, we're definitely not picking up garbage the way we used to. And as you just pointed out, we're not dealing with the boulevards the way we used to. And I think that's probably true. Mr. Don points out the fire department's responsibilities and changing roles. And I have to admit that years ago, I have a picture of my father, who was a Milwaukee police officer, sitting in a Milwaukee ambulance. My dad knew zero about life. I mean, well, he probably knew a little bit about life-saving techniques. But, you know, when you look at what the Milwaukee Police Department did back in the 60s, I think, or even maybe as early back as the 50s versus what the Milwaukee Fire Department's doing today. So maybe deliverables would be a good addition to that particular bullet point. Okay. Anything else? All right, let's move on to the discussion for the we have in front of us a copy of the 2011 calendar. It was approved yesterday by the Common Council. Again, this is one of those things that from time to time will get tweaked. I give it to you with the idea of looking at it. There's nothing that says that our meetings have to occur right after the Common Council, but it has worked out well so far. And looking forward at this particular calendar, it seems to be, with the exception of one day, I thought we could still maintain that type of a schedule. If somebody would rather be 2 days after Common Council, or if the committee felt that, you know, we want to pick a different day altogether, there's nothing that says that that's not possible. I don't need any decisions today, but I did want to put the calendar out there and let you digest it and see if we should stay with the current schedule or if we should look for a different day that might work better for everybody, or the majority of us anyway. And lastly, this could be our shortest meeting. Just setting the next meeting agenda, as I indicated earlier, it's October 13th. If there's something that someone would want on there specifically today, great. If not, you can always let myself or Ms. Toby Black know what you'd like on there specifically.
Let's see, we will have had the mayor will have presented his executive budget. Would any of this these issues that we talked about earlier this morning about the police administration building or the sewers or the 10-15 capital improvements plan versus the 11 budget, would any of these be appropriate? Maybe I could defer to Mr. Nicolini as to whether any of these issues might be appropriate for our next meeting, or Mr.
Well, we'll send that, you know, overview of the proposed capital budget and well in advance, and then I think maybe you could just select from there, I suppose, the issues that the
might be. We can have a discussion of that proposed budget, and we can, you know, lean on the topics that we really think that this committee should. I think that would be a good agenda item. The ones that we really think that we could or should have a position on.
I mean, that would seem appropriate. I know that capital budget is usually reviewed during our DPW's budget hearing, which is currently scheduled for the 22nd of October for the Finance and Personnel Committee to hear that. So it would seem like the timing would be about right for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else? Anything else? Well, we seeing and hearing no other business. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay, good.